Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Tommy Dreamer, and Mickey James talk to your NXT Women's Champion just days before NXT Vengeance Day. Roxanne Perez joins us here on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, Mickey, James, and Tommy have a lot to say about the journey of Roxanne Perez as we get to that big triple threat match with Toxic Attraction. Also, we speak to AEW owner and president after what was an emotional week in pro wrestling. Tony Khan will join us to preview Dynamite tonight, right now, on the Busted Open Podcast. The one and only Roxanne Perez. Roxanne, thank you so much for the time. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are so great. Good.
We are well.
I just want to say I'm so happy to see your face. And welcome to Busted Open, Women of Wednesday. We're really excited to have you on. But we're also very just, as collectively, I feel, just from the last time I saw you to see how far you've come to everything you've done, to even coming out in the Rumble over the weekend and everything else going on. Like, I'm so happy for you and proud of you and excited for you. And I'm sure it's kind of surreal, but.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you so much. It's crazy. I feel like we were just talking like yesterday at Impact. So it's just wild.
Well, you literally had the greatest year I feel anyone could ever have in 2022. You went from the Ring of Honor Championship, try out with Impact, crush it, and then get signed to NXT. And then at the end of the year, you're the NXT champion. And one of the greatest, most emotional moments I've seen on television in a long time with Booker T and yourself. It was just awesome. Can you describe that for how you felt with all that was going on?
Yeah. So I didn't even know that was going to happen until the day of. So that was like a whirlwind day. And I think it didn't hit until they actually handed me the championship, and I was looking at it and I just like burst into tears because it was like, wow, this is truly, really everything that I've ever worked for. Like, and then to have Booker there and to share that moment with him, like he was obviously there when I became his youngest Diamonds Division champion at 18. And then for him to be there at like me winning the NXT Women's Championship was just so crazy and like a complete full circle moment. It was everything.
You know, Roxanne, to watch you develop, like we've talked before, I first met you at Mission Pro Wrestling in Texas, and just to see where you have come, where your journey, your story is absolutely amazing as well. But are we at the point now with the success that you've had? And it's been a lot of success very, very quickly. Are we now on that road where it's like, all right, stop talking about how young I am. Stop talking. Like, I am your NXT Women's Champion. I'm the best that there is on this show. Like, now just look at me for what I'm able to do in the ring.
And I think, like, so the Royal Rumble, I was so nervous, like, days leading up to it. And, like, growing up as a kid, my top two pay-per-views that I always wanted to be in were Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to walk out as the countdown ends, like, crying my eyes out. And then I walked out, and I didn't cry at all, which I was proud of myself. But it was more of, like, when I won the championship, it was like, wow, I can't believe this is actually real. And then, like, when I walked out of Royal Rumble, it was more of like a, wow, like, yeah, I belong here. Like, I've worked so hard for this. Like, I'm here and I did it and I belong here. So, yeah, I think now it definitely has, like, changed a little bit from, obviously, I'm still a fan at heart. I'm always going to be. But it's changed from, like, getting signed and being like, wow, I can't believe it, to like, wow, yeah, I can believe it. Like, I don't deserve it, but I've worked so hard for it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You do deserve it, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You do deserve it. Hard work. I mean, you're a true testament to the WWE universe, what it means to be a WWE superstar. You're influencing others, but you were that little girl who walked up to a, you know, we've seen the footage, but you grew up such a wrestling fan. Your journey to where it got you here, but you're everything that embodies what the WWE talks about, moments, and creating those moments. Mm-hmm. I love what you just said, where, yes, I mean, Mickie James, who's been wrestling, you know, longer than you've been alive, if you really think about that. Mm-hmm. And she talked about her own, what's going through her head. Well, I've been wrestling longer than both of you combined alive. So
that's not true.
But what I'm saying is, when you said I should be here, is great, because that's the next progression for you. And the sky is the limit for you. And, like, you know, coming up now, we're seeing a different side of you. We played the audio earlier. We saw it last night. You're not that young little girl, because you went out there and attacked Toxic Attraction for talking smack about you going into Vengeance. You have hate in your veins now. Fuel that. What's going to happen at Vengeance?
I'm going to retain my championship. Whatever it takes, I'm walking out NXT Women's Champion. Mm-hmm. I've worked so hard for it. I'm not going to let it slip.
No.
You are at a disadvantage.
But is she? I am. Because I sense a weak link over there. There's trouble in the ranks over there. So, you know.
And I think that's one thing that, that's the only thing that me, JC Jane, and Gigi Dolan have in common, is that we all love this so much. We all came from wrestling. So I know how bad each of them want to be NXT Women's Champion. And I definitely feel like that's going to cause a rift between them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I agree. And I think we saw that last night on NXT. And of course, this is one of the big matches that we're going to see on NXT Vengeance Day this Saturday, streaming exclusively live on Peacock. And Roxanne, I was happy and honored enough to be a part of NXT Halloween Havoc back in October. And one thing I noticed is the locker room of NXT and how it really is like a team atmosphere in that locker room. Do you feel the same way? And how has it been being a part of that NXT team for you?
I definitely feel the same way. And it's cool because, like, it's definitely different to where there's so many athletes who never really wrestled before, but it's really cool to see how fast they advance because of, like, the amazing coaches that we have at the Performance Center. Like, within, like, a month or two, they're having matches and they're, like, they're pretty solid. It's just, like, you know, like, the coaches that are, like, amazing, but it's also, like I said, like, a team effort. Like, you know, like, there is still, like, a couple of independent wrestlers there. And I think we definitely help the athletes kind of progress a little quicker. In that aspect, yeah, it's definitely a team effort. Like, we're all trying to make it. We're all trying to put on the best product that we can. And the only way that we can do that is just helping each other progress. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, though, from my personal, because I've been in developmental system and I was in there for a long time. And as a talent, you know, I'm so happy to see you shine so quickly, but I think it's a testament to how hard you worked prior to, but also you being overprepared by the time you went into that system because of the training and stuff you put in. Because, you know, not only can you help, because I can see someone who isn't from wrestling in that system, who's more of like an athlete that was a gymnast that can do like a really, really cool move. But the in-betweens is where I really struggle sometimes. But I think that you guys do a good job of leading each other. You know what I mean? Of kind of leading each other and lifting each other up. But that's one of the reasons why you've been able to shine so brightly, is because you are so good because of the work that you've put in, of like those little in-betweens, and just how you carry yourself out there. Like, you look like a champion, you wrestle like a champion, you know. I don't feel it ever that where I feel like you're uncertain or unsure, or you don't know where you are, or any of those moments. Like, it's, you're very much in control out there, which is really exciting to see, because you are so young and it takes so long to get to that level of comfort where you are in complete control out there. It's really cool. It's cool to see you as champion. I think the fans immediately fell in love with you because you just have that energy that just kind of sucks them in and they want to love you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
When
big baby face, Tommy.
Well, I said it to both of you. Well, I said it on the air, but I know I said it to Mickey. And I said, when I saw you debut in NXT and everything, I go, you remind me of Mickey. Exactly that type of energy. That the way you do things in the ring, the way you twirl your hair when you're down, and your fire. And Mickey's one of the greatest baby faces I've ever seen. And you have that quality. And I hope you have the career that Mickey has, but you're very much on that path. You're probably going to supersede her in like 2 years because
I know
you're like,
I'm not mad at you. Do it.
But I want to ask you this. My favorite part about what's coming up at Vengeance is it's outside of the P, and you guys are traveling the, you know, NXT's own brand. What does that feel for you, also, as well as being on top going into that? Because you're one of the main reasons why, you know, we're tuning in.
I'm so excited. I think that's like one of my favorite parts about this wrestling business, is like being able to travel everywhere, being able to like meet all the fans from like all around the world. And I think, like, you know, NXT and WWE are such big brands. Like, we have fans all over the world. We have so many fans that like we want to reach, and we've only been able to do that in Florida. So like in Orlando or the small towns like around Florida, which we've been doing for live events. But I'm so excited to go to Charlotte and like finally be able to travel with NXT, because I have traveled before, but not with this brand and not being NXT Women's Champion. So I'm super excited for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Roxanne, and you know, you are experienced. For somebody so young, you've been wrestling for a while and you have experienced a lot in and outside the ring. But now you are part of the WWE, you know, the biggest brand that there is in our industry in the world. And you're doing it here, an interview with us, getting ready for Vengeance Day on Saturday. How has that adjustment been for you? Because now you're part of this big machine where you're doing press conferences and you're doing interviews, like, and you're being recognized outside of shows and people asking for pictures and autographs. How have you been able to adjust to that?
It is a bit of an adjustment, but I think, you know, like how Mickey was saying, how I've kind of come into my own, like I was prepared from my experience prior to. So I think like, you know, being with like past companies like has really, really, really helped me and like prepared me for WWE, because I honestly feel like if I didn't have all the experience that I did with like bigger stages before coming to WWE, I don't know if I would have had the same confidence, if I would have like been, you know, prepared. So I'm so grateful for like all the experiences that I've been able to have before, because I with Ring of Honor, I did do a lot of like interviews and conferences and stuff like that. So it definitely prepared me so much for here.
Yeah.
The difference is I don't got to drive from Orlando to Charlotte. I'm going to be on a plane. I'm going to be on a tour bus. I don't got to get myself to the arena. I'm on top. I'm the champ.
I will say that was one thing when I was with WWE, like back at WWE, the one thing that I was like super jealous about NXT, because they do the buses.
Yes.
They do it's a whole thing. Like they travel like a real team. And I was like, yeah. Oh, look at this. They get the bus.
Yeah, we have our track suits and everything.
Here I am showing up in my rental car going, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. As soon as we get to all be together, that'll be really fun.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I'm Roxanne,
for you.
Roxanne, I can't wait for Vengeance Day on Saturday again, streaming live on Peacock. Again, NXT out of the Performance Center, out of Florida, in North Carolina for this show on Saturday. Bron Breakker going up against Grayson Waller for that NXT championship in a steel cage, but also the match that a lot of people have their eyes on. I know I am. Is that triple threat match for your NXT Women's Championship against Gigi and JC. And Roxanne, I really appreciate the time. Thank you for taking the time for us, and good luck on Saturday.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I love seeing you guys. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Okay. Anytime.
Yes.
All right. Your Women of Wednesday, Roxanne Perez here on a Wednesday edition of Busted Open. We'll react when myself, Tommy, and Mickey are back right here. I'm Busted Open. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
NFL fans, right now on the SXM app, hear in-depth coverage of your team with the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. It's all the analysis, all the breakdowns that matter to you, hosted by the players who played for your team and the fans who eat, sleep, and breathe it. 32 diehard fan bases, 32 podcasts. The Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. B-L-E-A-V. Search Believe in, followed by your team on the SXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roxanne Perez and Tommy, you know, you both know her very well. For somebody so young, she's been everywhere. I mean, she's been all over the indie scenes, Ring of Honor, Impact Wrestling, and already now a champion within the world of the WWE, already having a moment that not a lot of wrestlers, you know, can brag about, which is, you know, being an entrant at the Royal Rumble in front of 52,000 fans in their home state. Like, you know, like, it's pretty incredible, Mickey, the story of Roxanne Perez.
It is pretty incredible. And what I appreciate is that she still has remained humble. And I don't know if that's, you know, due to her training or the fact that Booker's still there or whatever. She's still very humble. But it was also refreshing to hear her say, like, oh, I belong here. Because I felt like that was a thing internally, like, where you go, like, I think you feel like you belong, but even especially in my first run, I was still very much like, do I belong here? But maybe that WrestleMania moment was probably like when at WrestleMania, I kind of felt like, oh, this is it. This is the moment where I truly feel like I belong. But I feel like that's a questioning thing constantly.
Yes. I think it's a lot different from when I was there, from when you were there as well. That whole team atmosphere from NXT is great, you know, and it needs to continue because it's more positive atmosphere as opposed to a negative atmosphere. I mean, when you and I were there, there was also people that didn't want people there. They didn't want to see people succeed, you know, and there was veterans that were helpful, but there was also veterans that would make sure that you didn't want to be employed much longer. So
right.
it's different times, but I'm yeah. glad we're seeing the best version of times. I mean, Dave was there. I was there. It was very, very, I loved being, you know, back and being a part of the whole system of the WWE mm-hmm. because it was a very, very fun experience to the point where I was like, man, like I miss this. I miss, yeah. I want to be in the Royal Rumble. I want to be, you know,
yeah.
I said it yesterday. All the women were, we were right next to the green room and all the women were in the hall getting ready to go on the bus. And I literally wanted to like, just start yelling at everybody and say, man, you really need to appreciate this and enjoy this because you're going to miss this when
yeah.
you're not part of it. And
right.
like, I'm talking from experience. And I was like, you don't know how special you are that you're the chosen 30.
Yeah.
And there's people who would kill to be you guys. So don't right. take this for granted. And it was a fun experience. And I'm glad that she got to be a part of it. I mean, literally she's probably been in that system a year.
Mm-hmm.
And think of like, you know, how she has succeeded. And I mean, going into Vengeance as the champ and there's a whole, I mean, she's part of storylines every week. Mm-hmm. It's very, very cool to see any talent get that, but also somebody who, I mean, we were told her story. I didn't know her story, but we were told her story and that experience and that paying your dues process is, I don't know, extra special. Mm-hmm. When, you know, when she's talking about athletes who weren't really in wrestling coming right. in there, it's like, oh, this is what we expect, as opposed to like, no, I got to get in my car or take a bus a million hours just to go train. You
right.
know, and that was a big part of her world. And I'm glad she's succeeding.
It's the commitment. It's obviously now like having those moments. But I meant it when I said when I did that NXT TakeOver pre-show and I was around NXT all day. To see how that roster interacts and the coaches interact with that roster. Like it really is a team atmosphere. And for somebody yeah. so young as Roxanne, you know, going to the world of the WWE, that's gotta be nerve wracking. It's probably a lot of anxiety. Here's your opportunity. You want to make the most of that opportunity, but it's good to know that there's people around you that want you to succeed. And I could just tell yeah. that they are all friends and they were coaching each other up and they were, you know, giving each other advice. Like Mickey, like for somebody so young and just jumping into this world and knowing that it's this or nothing, it's good to have a good support system. And NXT is a tremendous support system right now.
It really is. It really is. And it was like when Tommy was saying like his generation versus my generation. And I would say my developmental years were so much fun and there was like a lot of camaraderie. And then once you got to the main roster and it's so much different now, but to see that like real family kind of unity in NXT, it feels the same as like Impact Wrestling. Cause you feel like you're doing it together and you're coming up together and you're learning together and you're growing together and everybody kind of has the same goal. Everybody wants to be champion. Everybody wants to headline WrestleMania. Hell, if you're sitting in that developmental system and you don't want to headline WrestleMania, then you're probably in the wrong business, period. So, you know that at the end of the day. So it still remains competitive in that sense, but it's definitely a place where, you know, you're trying to lift each other up because you are growing together and you're only as good as each other are. So it's cool to see.
If we can learn anything from Cody's experience where he just talked about in his promo, pulling up to the developmental system, be like, oh, I'm going to be the next John Cena in 2 years. You know, that ain't going to happen. But it's all about, and it's about staying in shape and always wanting to improve and always wanting to be better. And whatever you're given, make it the best that you possibly can be. And
right.
That's for the people in the developmental. Because once you step on that stage and television, it's next level for you. And that should be the progression. And, you know, like I said, I think you said it too. Roxanne appreciates that because she's been through that whole pay your dues process.
And,
I'm glad she's at where she's at.
Yeah.
And that's why I kind of said to her, like, I know every time I've seen so many interviews with her when she's on with us. We're always talking about, boy, you're young and the journey and how you got here. But at some point, like we understand that. I know it's in the back of our minds, but we almost have to move past it because she's almost at the point now where it's like she has done so much, Tommy, as you said, in just a year's time. Think about it. You know, comes to NXT, has one of the best feuds of the last year with Cora Jade, wins the NXT Women's Championship, you know, appears at the Royal Rumble in front of 52,000 fans. I think Mickey, we're at the point now where we don't have to keep bringing up like where she started from in her journey, because now she's taken us on a completely different journey, which is her WWE career.
I don't know, David, because I feel like that's part of her story and what makes it so perfect. And I don't think it's going to, like, that narrative is going to take a while to change, because she still is so young, but, and she's still going to do, that's just it. She's still so young and she's just getting started and she still has so much more to do. I mean, think about it, by the time she gets to headlining WrestleMania, you know, in that sense of like, what has she, is she, are we going to be saying about her then by the time we get there? And who's to say when that's going to be, you know? But I feel like this is all part of that story. And I do feel like in just watching her and watching the connection with the people, I feel like she's, unless she doesn't want to, she's going to be one of those talent that stick around for a long time and is going to be a fan favorite and is going to do a lot of amazing things. So it's just really excited to be a part of it at the beginning, you know, and follow it.
Yeah. And Tommy, and we probably see this in other sports as well, I'm sure the WWE is probably looking at her and are really tempted to put her on the main roster because she has such a connection with the fans. But you probably, I mean, what do you do here? Do you wait? Do you see how she can adjust? Like, in your mind, Tommy, what's the best way to use Roxanne Perez moving forward?
I wait and see and look for the spot that opens and where the women's division needs her. If you look at football, we're coming up on the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes and, man, I just forgot his name, the other quarterback. What the hell? Jalen Hurts. And both guys are in their early 20s. And when Mahomes went to the Super Bowl the first time, they were like, oh, let's give him a big contract. And it's paid off.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hurts, he's 23 years old going to the Super Bowl. He wins that Super Bowl. It's next level for him. His life is set. For her, let's wait because we know we have this diamond, this gem, and right place, right time. Like I said, we have a Mickey James waiting in our developmental system. Let's use her, be the champion. And then once she loses, when that next woman is there to take her spot, now I have the next Mickey James to be thrust on the main roster. And then the old Mickey James attacks her and takes her out.
I thought you were going to say, and then the old Mickey James can retire.
No, you will never retire.
Never retire. All right. Awesome. Again, awesome interview with Roxanne Perez. If you missed a moment, go to the SXM app or subscribe to the Busted Open podcast. But when we come back, it is Dynamite tonight. We'll talk to AEW owner and president Tony Khan when myself, Tommy, and Mickey are back right here on Busted Open.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
The one and only Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on. And Tony, I know last week was a very, very emotional week, and we spoke to you just before Dynamite last week. But once again, as a fan and somebody who truly appreciated Jay Briscoe, thank you for everything that you've done these last couple of weeks, especially what we saw last week on Dynamite.
Thank you very much, Dave. It was a great show, and I'm really proud of the tribute that we put together for the late, great Jay Briscoe. It was an incredible match, a great main event with Jay Briscoe's best friend, Jay Lethal, going one-on-one with his brother, Mark Briscoe. And I was glad they were able to pay tribute to the life and legacy of Jamin Pugh, of Mark Briscoe, and J. Jay Lethal coming together to pay tribute to Jay Briscoe last week. It was great. And this week we've got an amazing lineup for the show. And frankly, top to bottom, the card this week is unparalleled. It's one of the strongest cards we've ever had tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite on TBS. And coming off an amazing show last week, I think people can expect another great show this week. But certainly it was an amazing main event last week. I think nobody will ever forget.
I agree. And just to see the pro wrestling community come together, Tony, where everybody was watching that show last Wednesday, it does tell you the strength of our community. It really does.
Absolutely. And also, I think it was, frankly, an example of the strength of Jay Lethal and really, most of all, Mark Briscoe, who came out and really, with his energy, led the crowd. And frankly, saw that this past weekend from Mark Briscoe and his family also. They set the tone. Their energy, their faith, their strength really set an amazing example for everyone around them. And it was an amazing main event last week, and it was a great main event for a tribute for somebody who deserves it very, very much. And I think, it's like I said, something very special, very memorable that nobody will ever forget. And coming off last week's show, certainly it was a very great main event, a great tribute, certainly also a great night of pro wrestling. And in that, it'll share a lot in common with tonight, because tonight will also be an amazing night of pro wrestling tonight on TBS. We've locked in an amazing card for tonight's show, top to bottom. I think it's going to be a really, really great show on TBS tonight, live from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio, one of my favorite places to wrestle, home of Heat Waves back in the day. I'm interested in you, your decision, because you have Darby Allin, Samoa Joe, also Hangman Page versus Jon Moxley. Like, when I'm looking at this, what's going on last? Because those are two, you know, main events. Darby and Joe have this real personal issue. So does Moxley and Page. So it's very, very interesting. I love it booker wise, because you got all these tools, but you know, it's on paper, and it always delivers on paper, an amazing wrestling card.
Thank you very much. I think it's going to be an amazing card tonight. There's a lot of great questions what the order of the card will be, but frankly, no matter the order, I think top to bottom, it's such a strong show tonight on TBS. And like you said, there's a few matches tonight that certainly could take that main event spot, but I think it's just such a strong lineup of matches. And you named a couple of the great matches we have to look forward to tonight, with a rubber match between Hangman Page and Jon Moxley, a rivalry that's unfolded on AEW television for months. And in the prior matches, we've seen each of them come out with a victory, but we've also seen each of them come out, frankly, left laying, knocked out. We saw Hangman Page out for months as a result of how he was knocked out cold in the match against Jon Moxley. And now, these last few weeks, Jon Moxley has not been on AEW television. He's certainly been missed. And now that it's been 2 weeks, it's crazy to say, a couple weeks ago, coming off the show in Los Angeles when we were in Fresno, that was the first time Jon Moxley had missed a week of AEW television in a full year since he returned. He hadn't been gone for a single week off TV, and now he's been out 2 weeks. So it's been unusual. I mean, it's something we haven't seen at all, Mox being gone even 1 week, let alone two, in a full year. And so you know that, frankly, it was really serious, that last match with Hangman Page. But you know that going into tonight, both men want the win so bad. It's such an exciting match. And like you said, that's one of the matches I think people are really, really looking forward to tonight. Hangman Page versus Jon Moxley. I think it's been one of the biggest rivalries in pro wrestling this past year.
And kudos to you and AEW about concussions and concussion protocol. We saw it when Adam Cole Bay returned, and he talked about what he went through. Same with Hangman Page. And like, you know, that wasn't back in the day. That was never a thing, but I'm glad that you're a part of it and you're you're caring for wrestlers and for the people that work for you. A lot of people talk about it that do, and you're compassionate as a human being and care for the welfare of your performers is a ultra kudos to you. I know you don't like when I compliment you, but I'll do it anyway, Tony. I'm hardcore.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate that. And certainly it is something very important. And now it's 2023 and we've learned so much about medical science, and it's really important to protect the athletes and sometimes protect them from themselves, frankly. And that might mean shutting somebody down when the time is right. But certainly head injuries and protecting somebody from them has been a recurring theme in this rivalry. And they've inflicted a lot of damage on each other. And I can't wait for Jon Moxley versus Hangman Page tonight on AEW Dynamite on TBS. You mentioned that, Tommy, as one of the multiple main event matches on tap tonight. And you also mentioned another great match for the TNT Championship, Samoa Joe returning to Dynamite last week to confront the reigning TNT champion, Darby Allin. And what a reign Darby's having right now. He's been on fire in recent weeks. Since he won the championship from Samoa Joe, Darby has defended the title 4 times in 4 weeks, going for his 5th straight defense tonight. And tonight's match is a no-holds-barred match with Darby Allin defending against Samoa Joe. I think, like you said, Tommy, that's another huge main event caliber match on tap for tonight's show.
Yeah, and you also talked about things getting personal. Couldn't get more personal than your TBS champion, Jay Cargill, going up against Red Velvet. And this is a story that's been playing out for months now, and I'm really looking forward to this matchup tonight on Dynamite.
Absolutely. It's a story that's unfolded recently in this iteration for months, but it's a rivalry that really goes back to Jade's first appearance in AEW and her first ever match in AEW. And along the way, we've seen both of these women get so much better, improve so much. We saw them face along the way in the TBS Championship Tournament. And then eventually we saw them become partners. We saw Jade start a faction called the Baddies, and her ego has gotten to her at times. And we've seen that with this faction around her, Jade let it become a distraction. And also at times that Jade's even gotten jealous of her own assistants. So in this case, Jade's now fired 2 of her assistants. And I think we saw when Red Velvet watched what unfolded with Kiera Hogan, she said, well, I'm not going to be treated the same way you've treated Kiera Hogan and you continue to treat Layla Gray. We heard her refer to Layla's apparent lack of self-esteem in continuing to take Jade's abuse at work. But, you know, I think on Layla's defense, I do think that opportunity working for Jade has gotten Layla in the door in AEW. Whereas Red Velvet didn't need that opportunity. She had a great position here. Red Velvet is another great example of a homegrown star. Red Velvet appeared on AEW Dark and worked her way up onto television and has continually gotten better year over year. And I think it's a great matchup. Two of the great homegrown stars of AEW, Jade Cargill versus Red Velvet, tonight on TBS for the TBS Championship. It'll be a great match. Jade in her 50th match going for that perfect 50-0 record, but Red Velvet certainly somebody who has every intention of playing the spoiler and taking Jade's record to 49-1.
Yeah, this is going to be something else tonight. You know, Tony, I have a question outside of tonight's show, because obviously you are the man with AEW and you wear many hats. And you have built a roster that is extremely strong. And lately, the strength of your roster, no doubt, has been the homegrown talent. And Dynamite is what must watch every Wednesday. And, you know, right now, Rampage is must watch every single Friday. When you see a free agent available, just throwing out a Kota Ibushi, who's now a free agent, not re-signing with New Japan, do you look at these free agents? Like, what when you see somebody available outside of your company, how hard do you look at that talent and think about them being a part of your roster?
Well, there's a lot of great free agents in the world of pro wrestling, but certainly Kota Ibushi is a great talent. And when you have a name like that, that certainly somebody, everybody in the world of pro wrestling would be very fortunate to have in their promotion. So, you know, we really wanted to work with him in the past. So I think that's something, you know, we'd certainly have to consider.
Okay. All right, so let's get back to what we're going to see tonight on Dynamite. Thank you for letting me ask that question. Obviously, you talk about the audience growing, and last week was a big number for Dynamite. And then you look at the show tonight. This is pretty much, as I always say, a pay-per-view quality show that we're going to see on Dynamite tonight. And we're getting closer and closer to Revolution on March 5th. You know, when you put these shows together, how hard is it? Because, you know, you want to put on the best show possible on a Wednesday night, but you also don't want to have the best matchups because you have a pay-per-view coming. Like, I look at this show, and this is a pay-per-view quality show tonight on Dynamite.
It does feel that way. It really does feel that way tonight's show, that top to bottom, the card feels like a pay-per-view card, like you said. And I think, you know, that's hopefully a big draw for tonight's show. The appeal of the card and people looking at these matches and saying, I cannot believe we're getting these on TV tonight. And we've already mentioned a few of these huge matches, huge rivalries, like Hangman Page versus Jon Moxley tonight on TBS, the TBS championship on the line, Jade Cargill at 49-0 for her career, defending the TBS championship against her former partner, Red Velvet. And we mentioned also the rubber match with Darby Allin, the TNT champion, taking on the former champion, Samoa Joe, in a no-holds-barred match for the championship. Three huge main event matches. So much we've already talked about, and we haven't even talked about what's been going on in recent weeks with Bryan Danielson and MJF, the bounty on Bryan Danielson's arm. It's one of the most interesting stories, I think, in pro wrestling right now, that we've got Bryan Danielson, who is wrestling at, frankly, he's maybe the best wrestler in the world to begin with, and he's wrestling at such a high level right now in 2023. Every week this year, we've seen Bryan Danielson going out, having great matches and picking up wins, and he's trying to get to that number one contender spot. I've been trying to put the best possible opponents in front of him every week, and last week, another great match against Brian Cage, and along the way, Brian Cage certainly went after that arm, and even though he couldn't get the win and move into that number one contender spot himself, he was able to collect potentially that bounty on Bryan Danielson's arm. And now, you know, we see MJF is doing everything he can to stop this potential 60-minute Ironman match against Bryan Danielson at Revolution from ever happening. He does not want to get in the ring with Bryan Danielson. Let alone for 60 minutes. So I think tonight I'm really looking forward to this incredible test on tap for Bryan Danielson on TBS tonight when Timothy Thatcher debuts in AEW, one of the world's greatest grapplers, one-on-one with Bryan Danielson, who is certainly nursing an injured arm after last week's show.
As always, Tony, thank you so much for the time, and I'm really looking forward to what we're going to see tonight on Dynamite. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.